The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Monday morning, just cruising right along, and you know what? I should probably go right to the sports sounds. We're getting flamed over there at the jackass 15,80,000 translator 6175 Prescott station that Dale Hellestray's on. Took this giant to a basketball game yesterday, and he's bitching about it.
Well, how do you know that we're getting flamed?
Well, because the one listener that got emailed me. And then, well, here's the other thing. Dale just texted me. He goes, "Would you like to call our show?" Sure, I'll call your show. So Toledo's trying, but it's not busy. Their phones work worse than ours.
I didn't know that was possible.
You're going to hear,
"Operator, can I place your call?"
See?
"Hello, Sarah. Yeah, please, put me through to the 1580.
The AM station. Is that still a thing?
Is it ringing? Dale, answer your goddamn phone if you
well,
text me
if
and say call.
Text them, tell them you're calling right now.
If they're live, they can't answer the phones.
Answer your phone. What happened?
I told him on your phone. Answer your phone.
Yeah. Oh, did you tell him already? You already did it. Yeah, answer your phone, you moron. They've got some producer that screens calls and stuff.
No.
I don't know.
There's only two people that can answer the phone, sir.
He's got 1 minute.
Dale and
Bruce Jacobs in jail. Don't worry about it, Brady. Bruce Jacobs will handle this. Answer the phone. You bougie. How come you get free tickets? We're a sports station. You got a ticket from a guy at a rock radio? What in the world? I'm from New York. I couldn't get tickets to the game. I don't care because it's a West Coast game anyway. I only care about the Nets and the Knicks. Maybe the Wizards. Give me a Sixer game in there.
They're not answering. He just said call. This son of a bitch has done this twice now. Last time I give him tickets, some. And you know why I gave Hellestray the tickets in the first place? He took me to a baseball game a while back. I want to take you to a game, Johnny. It was a nice experience. We had a good time. I'm like, you know what? He got me tickets. Ioski. I'll ask Dale, see if he wants to go. Plus, he introduced me to Kevin Ray through his friendship with Kevin. And Kevin glommed onto me to get out of being friends with Dale. And then so without Dale, I wouldn't have gotten these sweet tickets from Kevin the last couple of games. So I'm like, I asked Kevin and Dale at first. I'm like, if you guys want to go, I owe you both. And then it turns out Kevin had tickets already, of course, and then Dale wouldn't. Now I got to go to the Suns game with other people. It's fine by me. I'll take Brett next time. He's been watching. Brady's watching shot putting and crippled people run sprints.
But that was good.
It was pretty awesome. I'm not sure which I would have enjoyed more. Well, anyway, if he's not answering, screw the guy. Hang up. Give me my phone back. We're done with him. The good news is he's flaming us on his station. Nobody can hear because nobody's listening. So that's fine by me. I did want to talk about this, though, if we're going to talk sports. That awful Megan Rapinoe, I am not her fan by any stretch. I think that she is above and beyond one of those glass house social warriors that tries to go out and tell everybody how things should be. And meanwhile, I'm not sure she lives her life that way. She's those social justice people that wants everybody to do it the way she says, and I'm this, and I'm that, and she's the new spokesperson for Victoria's Secret. They canceled all the angels, and they put her on there, which, don't want to see that in lingerie, but whatever, to each their own, blah, blah, blah. But and Subway, she does those Subway commercials where she kicks soccer balls at men trying to order food and tries to break their phones, I think is what the message is there. But I am going to side with her on this one. 10 years ago, she evidently tweeted out to somebody who was also on the team, which was one of her Hawaiian friends. Her name was Natasha Kai, that there was a picture of her with her eyes closed. And she said to her on the tweet, "You look Asian with those closed eyes." That was 2011.
That's what Brett's Natasha laughing said
because it's potentially trouble. No, that's what Megan said to Natasha.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But and in 2011, you could say that without getting in
you
trouble.
You could say that today. Is that racist?
Well, today everything is so it doesn't matter.
Well, let's stop it because Subway.
Well, I agree.
Subway can't cancel her. I don't like Megan Rapinoe. This is garbage. Going back 11 years in somebody's history to say, I think you may have said something that had to do with race, which isn't racist. Having to do with race and racist are two different things. Now, if she just said, you look like a with your eyes shut like that, that's racist. You look like one of those awful Japanese, that's racist.
Yeah.
Saying you look Asian with your eyes closed is saying you look Asian with your eyes closed. And the lady's from Hawaii. She's Asian. She wasn't mad. Why is anybody
I don't know
there?
Why
so
that's
now
the issue.
That's the whole thing. If she wasn't mad, then why should anybody
right.
else be mad?
The thing that has to stop is the targeting. Everybody that hates Megan Rapinoe, like me, wants her canceled now because some of their favorite people got canceled or people they like got canceled by people like Megan Rapinoe. So instead of being logical and saying this is not a thing, we're like, ooh, Megan stepped in hot water, get her. Because she would get us, and she probably would.
Yeah.
But that's where the social warrior stuff has to end. This isn't a thing. In 2011, if you said something about Asians that nobody cared about for 10 years, you're in the clear. Statute of limitations is up. You're fine. Megan Rapinoe did nothing wrong, and I hate saying that. She did nothing wrong. I'd love for her to get canceled. I'd love for Megan Rapinoe to go away. But not for this. Because
something better.
Because this gets, something real. If she's going to go away, let's make her go away for something real. Something that she actually did do. This is not racist or anything else. And anybody that says so just hates her.
Yeah.
It's the Trump factor. He could do good things, but you'd never give him credit for anything because you just hated him so much. We have a whole society of that. Megan Rapinoe, I don't like you. I think you're hypocritical in many ways. But Subway can't cancel you, and Victoria's Secret can still hire you, and you shouldn't lose a single job over something you did 10 years ago. Think about it. Anybody mad at this? Go through your phone for 10 years. And find one mention of being Asian. One. I guarantee you somebody said something about a race that take. Maybe her and her friend had a joke where the Hawaiian girl goes, I look Asian all the time. And I don't know. Do you know? Like maybe she wanted to look more Asian. And so an inside joke between the two of them was, hey, you look Asian now with the closed eyes. Like maybe it was a joke between them that we weren't privy
right.
to. That's why I hate Twitter and stuff is because out of context, you don't know. Those two may have shared several jokes between each other about looking Asian or not looking Asian enough or just a joke. And you can't cancel people over that because if we start doing that every time somebody says something, your favorite people go and your non-favorite people go. And it just becomes this ping pong game of who's going to be maddest at who. It's stupid. So, no, Megan Rapinoe's just fine. Another thing about Twitter I don't understand, and maybe this happened with you two. I know it didn't happen for Brett and I. What's the deal with sending a message on social media to wish someone happy Father's Day who you live with? Like I noticed that a lot. And Chrissy Teigen did it yesterday, and it went viral, that she wished John Legend a happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
He lives with her.
Roll over and tell him.
Yeah, roll over and go, hey, happy Father's Day is the best thing in the world. Not why does the world need to know?
All my buddies' wives did that, too.
Why?
It's no different from wishing him the happy birthday and you're the love of my life.
Yeah, it doesn't need to happen anymore.
Right.
He's right there. Why do I need to read your love letter? Yeah.
You don't want to show how good of a wife.
That's what you're doing. You're patting yourself on the back. You're giving yourself credit for being a great person out loud.
But let's be honest, you're glorifying things a little bit for that post. It's not always great.
Yeah.
No. Well, of course. This is the day we erase the nasty. Yes. The Father's Day is the day where you're like, all right, I hate him 90% of the time, but I'm going to have to do this. But if you do that publicly, you're doing it for you.
If I post something, even to we're not living together, but like
right.
there's plenty of people wishing their father a
wish your dad day. A happy Father's Day on his page, but pick up a phone and give the guy a call.
Yeah.
If you're doing it in a public forum, like nobody ever, I wasn't at a restaurant yesterday and had somebody ting, 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 ting. Please, everyone in the restaurant be quiet. I would like to say that the best father in the world is right there. Now, you know what you're going to do then? Oh, if he's going to do it for his dad, I'm going to do it for mine. Now everybody's making an announcement. Tell your dad you love him.
That's what I did.
To his
yeah.
face.
Yeah, exactly.
And you say, hey, thanks for everything. You're a great dad most of the time. Sometimes you were horrible, but I'm not going to bring that up right now. That's for my birthday.
That's what you post about. The horrible things.
What? And if you're going to do Toledo should have done a post. Hey, to Dear Anonymous, Happy Father's Day, you douchebag. I have no contact with you, so this is my only way. So here's a picture of me and your grandson, you piece of garbage. I hope you die in a mine. Signed, Dick Toledo. But yeah, I don't get that. And you got one yesterday? A public?
Not a post.
Oh, okay.
Not about me. No, my buddy's a cop in Surprise. His wife posted. It was a nice post. Well,
sure.
But, I mean.
But why can't you, like
no,
you said,
I agree.
Roll
just,
over
just
and
tell
him.
Yeah.
I understand if you're divorced or if you're not living together or something. Even then, I don't really understand that. You're the father of just that person's kids, right?
Yeah.
It's the guilt complex that social media has for a lot of people. That if you don't post something, you're somehow not acknowledging it.
Right. And it's a, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at me.
It's a load
of
that.
Yeah.
But I think you might be right, Rich. I think it's that.
Uh-oh,
if I don't do it,
if, yeah,
if don't I
don't
do it, people
then,
will say, how come you didn't say anything
yep,
about
exactly.
Rich?
Ooh,
his...
things must not be going well over there.
And how hard is it to just go, I told him to his face like a human being would do. I went face to face with a person and said, thank you for being such a great dad. And for the wives to say, you're an amazing father. I appreciate that. And then you get on your knees and you do what moms do on Father's Day. You turn around. That's right. Should have done this instead of had kids. This is the non-baby hole. Go to the no-baby hole on Father's Day. How ironic is that? But yeah, I don't understand that. But canceling Megan Rapinoe, or Rapinoe, I don't know how you say her name, over something she did 10 years ago is not a thing. And is that right? Does it make you nervous? Hey, you look Asian when your eyes are closed.
If you're serious about
racist?
It, I'm not really. I mean, you're making an observation like, wow, you could really pass for an Asian
That's
person.
A great point. Why,
right.
Why can't that be an observation?
Yeah.
That's how someone might look.
Right. I sometimes wake up and I say, oh, I've got Chinese eyes. Is that racist? Or is it just that my eyes aren't all the way open to my normal standard of the way my eyes look? Is that racist?
If I find out you're Swedish and I say, oh, you do look Swedish, is that a
You look
bad
all Swedish
thing?
With your Nordic untannable skin.
Features.
With your giant. You've been in the sun, Nordy? That wouldn't bother me. I'm like, yeah, the sun eats me alive. It's part of my heritage. I have to be very careful out there. I turn into a tomato. I'm not offended by that. And saying you look Chinese or Asian?
Asian in general.
Yeah, just generally Asian. I don't know that
There's
that's
a
an
look.
Insult, is it?
There's a look.
Yeah, you guys have a look. I don't think it's really insulting. You look like a filthy Chinaman is racist. You look Asian.
You got something there.
Yeah, there's a thing. Like, we'd cancel her for that. Be like, it's terrible. You look Asian when your eyes are closed. I think we all do. I think Megan might be right. So, Megan Rapinoe, as much as I can't stand you, you are being stood up for on our end, because it's the right thing. We got to stop this cancel culture based on our inner feelings. You know how much I want Guy Fieri to say something stupid? But I'm not going to search things out and hope that I found a thing. I don't want him to get canceled for something he said years and years ago,
and
unless
you,
it's valid. I'm not reaching.
And you'd stand up for him?
I would stand up for Guy
just
Fieri.
Like if he said something similar to what Megan said.
I would stand up for Guy Fieri. You can't cancel somebody for that. We don't know the context of any of it. And it's simply for people who hate her. And I'm one of the people. I don't agree with anything she says. Some things probably, but I mean, for the most part, she seems like she's preaching a lot. And I'm like, I don't know why are you so mad at everybody. I think you're doing all right. Our soccer team doesn't make enough money. I'm like, I disagree with how you're handling it.
Texter says, yeah, you're right. John, when did social media become the untouchables? You send one of ours to the hospital,
right.
We'll send one of yours to the morgue.
Exactly.
Might be the only way we stop all this cancel crap. Mutually assured destruction is the only thing I see.
It's exactly what it is. It couldn't be more right. It's just, oh, okay, you got one of my guys? We're going to get one of yours. And everybody steps in it. All of us. Everybody listening, we've all verbally stepped in it.
John,
God forbid you publish it. I don't understand why anybody would want to do that.
John, I'm Slavic, so my eyes are naturally squinty. Is that a thing?
For Slavs.
At work.
That sounds racist.
It does.
A Korean woman asked me if I'm Korean. Does that make her racist?
No, that's because your face is shaped like a pie. She was confused. It had nothing to do with your eyes. And because you dress like a military general.
Doesn't it seem that the only people who have problems with this are actually racist? Putting a negative connotation on an Asian?
That's the thing. I don't know what's bad about saying you look Asian with your eyes closed. You know, I think it's kind of hot sometimes.
Yeah. Assuming
looks like
that's
it.
A bad.
Right. I don't know that she was saying that bad. She was talking to Tasha Kai. You look a little Asian with your eyes closed. They might have had an inside joke. So we can't cancel her. So Subway, don't. And for God's sakes, don't apologize, Rapinoe.
She probably will.
I hope she does.
They all do.
You know what? She's just mouthy enough that she might spin me onto her side if she says, look, you guys have no idea what we were talking about. Nothing about that was racist. I would apologize to Tasha if she didn't like it, but I don't owe the world an apology for something you dug up 11 years ago that isn't racist. I think the definition of racism is trying to stop a race from succeeding, to actually impede their progress, oppress them from some sort based on their race. This is nothing.
John, I'm Navajo, and I get mistaken for Mexican every day, every goddamn day. So effing what? Get over it.
And here's the thing about you, Navajo.
Uh-oh.
When you mention you're Navajo, just get back in there and make me some of that bread. Only you guys can do it.
That's very
true.
That's
a fact. I've had Mexican Indian bread. It's a tortilla. Only you guys do it. You use the proper amount of whatever Indian magic plus powdered sugar is. You're the only one.
Whatever you say to it,
I say it a million times over. I want my. That's the only time I want my food completely racist. If you're making German food, I want Germans making it. If you're making Chinese food, I want Chinese people making it. Indian food, if I saw Brady in the kitchen at Indian food, I'm like, this is a diarrhea
factory.
Throw
down some tikka masala.
Yeah, no,
you'd gobble it up.
Make that. I would not gobble that up. I wouldn't. I'd set foot in the door.
How you guys doing? Hello, Dad. How are you?
I know you do the thing and have a little hat on. I'm like, I'm out. So anyway, yeah, calling somebody.
That's Natasha Kai.
Whoa. Okay. She's Hawaiian.
Yeah. You could see how she says.
Could she look Asian with her eyes closed? I think we all do. Megan Rapinoe, somehow or another, John Holmberg is on your side.
Never thought I'd hear those words.
There it is. And if Subway cancels her or all those companies cancel her, there we have trouble. This girl is in amazing condition. And she looks a little Asian.
Yeah.
I think she's supposed to be in Hawaiian and stuff.
Yeah.
Pacific Islander. Okay. Part of the Asian Ring of Fire. It's a thing. Anyway, I'm on her side. And stop posting I love you to your husband. He's right next to you. Just say it. It's like me in this room right now going, I just want Brett to know how much I care about him and what a wonderful friend he's been and everything.
You want me to tell him?
On Brett Day. I'll just tell Brett. He's right there. You go tell him you're a good father.
Okay.
The posts are weird. You're all acting weird. And I'm going to get a Subway sandwich in honor. I want somebody to tell the cancel culture to go themselves. And I think Megan Rapinoe might be the one that does it. She might be the one we need. Because I hate her just enough that she'll get mouthy. But in this case, we need her to do that. Be yourself, Megan, in this particular situation. She'll apologize. Subway will cancel her. Did Billie Eilish get any heat over the weekend?
Not anymore? That I've seen. Not that
they
I've
kept
seen.
That away from her.
Yeah.
Yeah, these 10-year-old witch hunts are brutal. It's 8:46. And also another message for this, every time one of these celebrities gets in trouble for a 10-year-old tweet, maybe it's time to go back and get rid of all your messages. Are they that important to hang on to? I don't have social media. Is it that important to you to go, no, I want to remember everything I've ever said for the last 15 years? Or is it a good idea to go back and purge half of that stuff?
It's probably a good idea to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, geez, that was a terrible joke 15 years ago. I should probably not have that available to the public still. Go through and purge your messages today. Because if somebody gets a wild hair up their ass and wants to go back and out of context it, they'll kill you. But it's all out of context. If it didn't happen this week, it shouldn't be held against you. Period. There you go. Megan Rapinoe, we are friends today. I will fight no more forever. It's 98. We got ourselves a What Would Brady Do? It's coming up next. It's KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.